favorite song. If you play it, you might have a chance. Tonight she's only sipping white wine. She's friendly and fun-loving most of the time. But don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Here's a glass of Chablis and some quarters and change. Maybe you can turn her love life around. Then she won't need the salt or the lime anymore to shoot that old memory down. Just remember her heart's on the mend. If you ever come back to see her again, don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump says he wants the United States to take over the Gaza Strip and move displaced Palestinians anywhere else.
We have an opportunity to do something that could be phenomenal. And I don't want to be cute. I don't want to be a wise guy. But the Riviera of the Middle East, this could be something that could be so bad. This could be so magnificent.
That suggestion being roundly criticized by some, including Gaza's neighbors. The Trump administration is pulling almost all USAID workers off the job and out of the field worldwide after Elon Musk called spending on education, food and health programs run by the U.S. Agency for International Development wasteful. Democratic lawmakers protesting Musk's actions. Florida Congressman Maxwell Frost.
There's absolutely no oversight as to what he's doing. What's to stop him from stealing taxpayer money? Yeah. Nothing.
This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Struggling with back taxes or unfiled returns? Owe the IRS $10,000 or more? With the IRS ramping up enforcement, taxpayers across the country are turning to tax relief helpers. Call 800-885-0622 now. End IRS stress today. Stop collection efforts, wage garnishments, and sleepless nights. Tax relief helpers can help you or your business settle your tax debt quickly and affordably. Call the Tax Relief Helpers hotline at 800-885-0622. That's 800-885-0622. Start your relief today.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731. Copyright 2019. All rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit gains in the milk markets. March milk up 29 to 1991, April up 33 to 1964, May up 26 to 1950, June up 21 to 1875. Cheese markets were higher, barrels up 1.5 to 180.5, 40-pound blocks up 3.75 to 190, 3 trade a block on the day, cash butter steady at 243, no trades, grade A nonfat dry milk steady at 134, no trades, dry whey steady at 62, no trades on the day. Cattle markets had triple-digit losses once again, despite a sense of initial market stability early Tuesday morning. The follow-through pressure is evident in live and feeder cattle markets, as the trade is still concerned about upcoming trade shifts potentially, and also Mexican cattle now coming back across the border. Meanwhile, hog markets mostly higher on the day as pork cutout values were higher, and that helped to support the market. February live cattle down $1.10 to $201.87. March feeder cattle down $2.25 to $268.25. February hogs up 75 cents to $85.07. Chicago Board of Trade corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly higher as money came back into the grain markets on the day. The daily export wire saw 132,000 metric tons of corn sold to South Korea, that helping to support the markets. There are still some concerns weather-wise in Argentina with recent rains, and that could delay some of their soybean harvest. Wheat markets also mostly higher again. Money kept coming back into the market, and strength in the rest of the grain complex. New crop corn up 2.75 to 4.68. New crop beans up 10.25 to 10.73.5. March wheat up 10.25 to 5.77. Minneapolis wheat March up 5.25 to 6.21.75. That's a check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 445, March 445, April 450, new crop 408, cash beans 990, March 995, April 1008, and new crop 984. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 447.5, March 452.5, April 462.75, new crop at 418. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 461, April 467, new crop 419. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 439, new crop 418. Cash beans 995, new crop 998. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 444, new crop 418. Cash beans 990, new crop 983. Red Wing Grains, March corn 467, April 473, May 475, new crop 429. March beans 1030, April 1040, May 1042, new crop 1015. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 442, March 444, new crop 410, cash beans 999, March 1003, new crop 1001. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 196 to 219, Holstein fed cattle 164 to 188, market cows 100 to 138, bulls 142 to 163, calves 450 to 1105, beef steers 142 to 430, Holstein steers 150 to 345. Sheep markets, market lambs 205 and down, light lambs 240 and down, ewes 110 and down, rams 115 and down, goat markets, does 250 and down, bucks 180 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 200 to 213.50, finished beef heifers 200 to 214.50, finished dairy steers 178 to 187, market cows 100 to 119, market bulls 124 to 163. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check that your seats aren't in the visitor section first before buying tickets.
I'm so excited for this game. I can't believe you got us tickets.
Me too. Wait, are we on the wrong side?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
This is going to be a long game.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hey, nice job, Pete. I like those clean lines. Fellas, do we have anyone that can get to Greenport today?
At Corey's Landscaping, the staffing plan is in the weeds.
Anthony, we need that leaf blower over here.
Three more new customer requests just came in.
Who wants to work some overtime?
He needs to dig up quality landscapers and fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy today with areas of light snow and freezing drizzle developing this afternoon and continuing into this evening. Our high 28 this afternoon. Tonight will drop down to 20. Tomorrow, sunshine, breezy, 26 with more snow, accumulating snow Friday night. And Saturday, get the bathroom you've always wanted for $99 a month interest-free at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 5 above.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Heard he was gonna marry some girl from Denver. Then my sister came over, had the Sunday paper with her. There was the girl on the social page, looking in love and all engaged. We decided she don't take a very good picture. It may be my family's redneck nature, rubbing off, bringing out unladylike behavior. It sure ain't Christian to judge a stranger, but I don't like her. She may be an angel who spends all the regular Nobel Peace Prize winner, but I really hate her. I'll think of a reason later. I drew horns and blacked out her tooth with a marker. Childish, yes, but she made such a thin little target. I couldn't be happier on my own. I've got the slightest of a jealous bone, and seeing her with him tends to enlarge it. Well, it may be my family's a redneck nature, rubbing off, bringing out unladylike behavior. It sure ain't Christian to judge a stranger, but I don't like her. She may be an angel who spins on the winter, bringing the homeless blank. Regular Nobel Peace Prize winner, but I really hate her. I'll think of a reason later. Inside her head may lay all the answers for curing diseases from baldness to cancer. Salt of the earth and a real good day. Just one tooth that I mention I don't particularly care for.
Lord, it's the same old tune, fiddle and guitar. Where do we take it from here? Rhinestone suits and new shiny cars. same way for years. We need to change. Somebody told me when I came to Nashville, son, you finally got it made. Old Hank made it here. We're all sure that you will, but I don't think Hank done it this way. I think Hank done it this way. Look at souls, I'll understand. Are you sure Hank done it this way? Did old Hank really do it this way? Thought I've seen the world with a five-piece band looking at the backside of me, singing my songs, one of his now and then. But I don't think Hank done them this way. No, I don't think Hank done them this way. Take it on.
I just heard a country hit this big. Real Country 1430.
Stars, organic food and foreign cars. I don't believe the price of gold, the certainty of growing old, that right is right and left is wrong, that north and south can't get along, that east is east and west is west, and being first is always best. But I believe in love. I believe in I believe in mom and dad, and I believe in you. Well, I don't believe that heaven waits for only those who congregate. I like to think of God as love. He's down below, he's up above. He's watching people everywhere. He knows who does and doesn't care. And I'm an ordinary man. Sometimes I wonder who I am. But I believe in love. I believe in music. I believe in magic. And I believe I know with all my certainty what's going on with you and me is a good thing. It's true. I believe in you. I don't believe virginity is as common as it used to be, in working days and sleeping nights, that black is black and white is white, that Superman and Robin Hood are still alive in Hollywood, that gasoline's in short supply, the rising cost of getting by, but I believe in love. I believe in old folks. I believe in children. I believe. I believe in love. I believe in babies. I believe in mom and dad. And I believe in you.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and Don Williams and I Believe in You here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the teens this morning. Now, it looks like we have some snow on the way and we'll have details here with our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour, our colleague from NAFB, Dennis Guy, who is based out of Canada, will be in the Newsmaker segment, talking about some of the reactions from Canada to those tariffs that had been at least initially initiated here earlier in the week. And now they're on a pause, but we're going to get some of that reaction, at least from Canada here with Dennis Guy coming up in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Well, as we get ready for the 2025 planting season, an extension educator has some corn growing tips for 2025. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
2024 was a tough year for many corn growers. So did we learn any lessons, and how can farmers apply them in 2025? Dr. Ron Heiniger is an extension corn specialist at NC State University. He believes corn planted acres will be down this year.
I mean, it's all about cost. The input costs are high. Corn crop last year was miserable. The current prices for corn, well, they're coming up, but they're still not where they need to be. So I think growers are looking at their bottom line and saying, hey, I think I'm going to try something a little different this year and get by.
Heiniger says for planters looking to save money, his first piece of advice is to remember that plant population is more important than the nitrogen rate.
Your best bet when you think about whether I place my money in seed or nitrogen is focus on seed first. Nitrogen, actually, we can get by with less nitrogen than we think we can, but seed becomes a real critical factor.
Heiniger also emphasizes the start of the corn crop, but with a caveat.
I've been a big promoter of getting these corn crop off to a good start, using starter fertilizers. This is a year where maybe we're going to pull back on that, to use a little less starter fertilizer, rely on our environment a little bit more, take advantage of some of the things that maybe our soils still have available to us. Still, don't miss out on that step by any stretch, imagine. Find a way to do it maybe a little more economical.
And emergence is always a critical factor.
We've done a study here where just how you place the seed in a furrow makes a difference on emergence. And so it really has highlighted how critical that planting step is. Getting, you know, that is your Super Bowl day. I've said this many, many times. That's Super Bowl on the farm. And that's so true. You want the best day you can find to do it, to get the right environment, make sure your equipment's working at top notch, and make sure that that seed is placed as uniformly and consistently. And then, yes, whether we use starter fertilizer or biologicals, there's some potential here with biologicals or other approaches to get this seed off to a really good start.
That's today's Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Attention all egg producers. It's the 2025 Chippewa Valley Egg Conference, Thursday, February 20th from 9 to 3:30 at Florian Gardens, Eau Claire. This full-day event presented by Security Financial Bank features a keynote address by ag strategist Doug Johnson, breakout sessions on tax planning, dairy market updates, and more, plus a panel discussion on modern ag challenges and opportunities. Registration is $30 and includes lunch. Register by February 13th. Visit sfbank.com for registration information. SFB, member FDIC.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-549-TERM. 866-549-TERM. 866-549-TERM.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy today with areas of light snow and freezing drizzle developing this afternoon and continuing into this evening. Our high 28 this afternoon. Tonight will drop down to 20. Tomorrow, sunshine, breezy, 26 with more snow, accumulating snow Friday night. And Saturday, get the bathroom you've always wanted for $99 a month interest-free at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 5 above.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I was getting kind of tired of her endless chatter. Nothing I could say ever seemed to matter. So I took a little dive just to clear my head. I saw a flashing neon up ahead. It looked like a place to find some satisfaction with a little less talk and a lot more action. I paid the man at the door and pushed my way to the bar. Shouted for a drink over a screaming guitar. Drunk on the stool, tried to mess with my head, but I didn't even listen to where they said. I knew somewhere amid all this distraction was a little less talk and a lot more action. Little less talk, if you please. A lot more loving is what I need. Let's get on down to the main attraction with a little less talk and a lot more action. Yes, she was fighting
label. The look on her face, it was perfectly clear. She said, somebody please get me out of here. The look she shot me through the glass refraction said, a little less talk and a lot more action. A little less talk, if you please. A lot more loving is what I need. Let's get on. More action.
I can see why you think you belong to me. I never tried to make you think or let you see one thing for yourself. But now you're off with someone else and I'm alone. See, I thought that I might keep you for my own.
Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do.
Don't you think time is right for us to find all the things we thought weren't proper could be right in time? And can you see which way we should turn, together or alone? I can never see what's right or what is wrong. Did it take too long to see?
Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do.
Now it's come to what you want, you've had your way. And all the things you thought before just faded in the grave. Can you see that I don't know if it's you or if it's me? If it's one of us, I'm sure we both will see. Won't you look at me and tell me,
Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do.
Longer if I do, yeah. Now,
Amy, what you wanna do?
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, Pure Prairie League, and Amy here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the teens across the region. We'll have our ag weather forecast next hour. Well, the Sand County Foundation has awarded pollinator seed starter kits to 22 Wisconsin schools. The seed starter kits will give students hands-on experience growing and planting milkweed and other pollinator-friendly wildflowers. Insects, pollinators, and monarch butterflies are essential for food production and also ecological diversity. Their populations are at risk. Now, here in western Wisconsin, the Grow La Crosse School in La Crosse received one of those kits. Independence High School in Independence also received one of those gifts as well. Also, the Wildland School in Fall Creek also received one of the kits. They were awarded to nearly 70 schools throughout Illinois, Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. It's been 11 years since Smithfield Foods was last publicly traded on the New York Stock Exchange. In that time, the world's largest pork producer was bought by a Chinese food maker and taken private. But last week, Smithfield returned to U.S. markets. I'll have more after this.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit MysticLubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, Lubes.com.
Yes, after more than a decade as a private company under Hong Kong-based WH Group, Smithfield Foods made its return to the U.S. stock market last Tuesday, raising $522 million in its initial public offering. But the stock did price lower than was expected by analysts, trading at around $20 per share, rather than the $23 to $27 range Smithfield and WH Group had initially targeted. Even with that lower debut, this IPO still values the company at more than $7.5 billion, a significant figure given the current volatility in the pork industry. For Smithfield, their current IPO is about more than just raising capital. Executives say it's a strategic shift. The company is doubling down on packaged meats while moving away from relying as heavily on fresh pork exports. Executives also say this IPO will help pay down debt and provide capital for infrastructure and investments. In addition, will continue in plant upgrades and automation. Smithfield CEO Shane Smith said, quote, "We believe the heavy lifting is done. The next phase will be focused on growth." Now, reactions to Smithfield's IPO have been mixed in the investment community. Some analysts see opportunity, particularly in the higher-margin packaged meats division that the company is looking to expand. Others, however, remain cautious, pointing to risks from tariffs, labor challenges, and ongoing lawsuits over alleged price fixing in the pork industry. Regardless of how Smithfield performs on Wall Street, its influence on the U.S. pork market is undeniable. And as the company looks forward to ongoing trade disputes and new tariffs from the Trump administration, their goal is to shift more fresh pork into packaged meats rather than relying on exports, which could support higher margins. However, Smithfield and other meat processors are also warning their investors that stricter immigration enforcement could raise packing costs, as the industry does rely heavily on immigrant labor. I'll have more when we come back.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on. And now, you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse. And put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. That's 800-948-1659.
Yes, Smithfield Foods made headlines last week by listing itself again on the New York Stock Exchange. But their story is about more than just one company. The meat processing industry as a whole is in a period of transition as labor, regulatory, and trade pressures all change. Investors and livestock farmers will be watching to see who the winners and losers are. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It's a little too late. Well, it's a little too late. When you walked in, I should have walked out. But it's a little too late to do the right thing now. Well, the hotel told me you're a heartbreak king. Guess I ought to pay attention when they say those things. But it's a little too late. Well, it's a little too late. I know all my old buddies wanna help me out, but it's a little too late to do the right thing now. Turn the jukebox up, throw some sawdust down. I'm too far gone to turn this heart around. I may be wrong, but I don't want out. Well, it's a little too late to do the right thing. But it's a little too late. Well, it's a little too late. When you walked in, I should have walked out. But it's a little too late to do the right thing now. I may be wrong, but I don't want out. But it's a little too late to do the right thing.
Last night I dreamed you were back again, larger than life again, holding me tight again, placing those same kisses on my brow, sweeter than ever now. Lord, I remember how I couldn't get enough of kissing. Do you know how much you're missing? No, you don't. But I do. Days like a slow train trickle by, and even the words that I write refuse to fly. All I can hear is your song haunting me. Can't get the melody out of my head. Distractions I've been using. Do you know how much you're losing? No, you don't. But I do. But I do. And I wonder if I'm past the point of rescue. Is no word from you at all the best that you can do?
push or shove you. Do you know how much I love you? No, you don't, but I do. Fall like this again. Fools like me never win. Came to my knees again. Can't close the door on like you. Things might be just as good. Always believe they would. Gotta let your love invite me. Baby, do you think it might be? No, you don't, but I do. But I do. I wonder if I'm past the point of rescue. Is no word from you at all the best that you can do? Never meant to push or shove you. Do you know how much I love you? No, you don't, but I do. But I do. Meant to push or shove you. Do you know how much I love you? No, you don't, but I do. I know you don't, but I do. I know you don't, but I do.
Locally, listen locally. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Can't get along, we ought to be apart. And I'm wondering, where'd you get that cold, cold heart? Set me free, sign my release. I'm tired of being a villain of the peace. You've been giving me bad times, tell me what I do. How come I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you? Saying things that you didn't have to. How come I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you? You only get one life, and this I know. I wanna get my licks in now before I go. Fire of love is dead and cold. I gotta satisfy the hunger in my soul. You've been giving me bad times, tell me what I do. How come I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you? Saying things that you didn't have to. How come I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you? If we can't get along, we ought to be apart. And I'm wondering, where'd you get that cold, cold heart? Set me free, sign my release. I'm tired of being a villain of the peace. You've been giving me bad times, tell me what I do. How come I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you? Saying things
you didn't have to. I've always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you. How come I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you?
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. U.S. agriculture is still waiting for a new farm bill from a Congress that has a lot to accomplish this year. Cassandra Kubal, vice president of Tory Advisory Group, says it's important to keep the pressure on legislators to get that work done.
There is still hope, and I think we are witnessing, we hear this from the leadership in Congress, that they still intend to bring it forward this year, and I think they need to stay positive with that, and it's a way to ensure that we're still engaging on the farm bill. Nothing's officially done and closed. So this is a reminder to the ag community, you need to still get out there and talk about the importance of what matters to you with that farm bill, despite whether or not it's taken up this year or gets kicked to next year.
She says the biggest danger for farmers is to assume that things won't change, so they don't advocate for a new farm bill. Wisconsin cattle producers are invited to the 2025 Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association's winter conference and annual meeting that will take place at the Lodge in Mauston February 22nd. The premier educational event welcomes both members and non-members. Registration will open at 9 a.m. following by the WCA annual meeting. The highlights include national updates with a report from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, legislative updates with updates from Jordan Lamb of the Welsh Group, and also continued board and committee reports and updates from the WCA leadership. Now, for more information, you can just contact the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association. U.S. farmers retain their post-election optimistic outlook at the start of 2025 as the January Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer Index rose 5 points above December to 141. The barometer's rise was primarily attributed to a 9-point rise in the current conditions index. The index of future expectations rose only 3 points in comparison. Compared to previous surveys, fewer producers in January pointed to lower crop and livestock prices as a top concern, which helped explain why producers felt better about the current situation. The shift in attitudes was attributable in part to an improvement in crop prices between December and January. Farmers remained more optimistic about the current future than the current situation, as the futures expectation index was still 47% above the current conditions index. The Farm Financial Performance Index also rose 14 points in January, a sign that producers expect this year to be better than 2024. The Senate Agriculture Committee unanimously voted to advance Brooke Rollins to be Secretary of Agriculture. Rollins will now be considered by the full U.S. Senate. National Association of Wheat Growers CEO Chandler Gould applauded the move. Brooke Rollins will be an outstanding Secretary of Agriculture, he said. She's deeply committed to advocating for our country's farmers and understands what rural America faces. He also said the Wheat Growers Association is encouraging the Senate to get her confirmed as quickly as possible. Ranking Democrat Amy Klobuchar said she would support the nomination, but Democrats are worried about workforce, tariff, and conservation issues. Senate Majority Leader John Thune, a committee member, told the Hagstrom Report he wants to bring up the nomination quickly, but also said the pipeline is full this week. Groups like American Farm Bureau, American Sugar Alliance, and many others are calling for quick confirmation. China responded to U.S. President Donald Trump's tariffs by implementing a 15% tariff on coal and liquefied natural gas products. The Associated Press said China would also impose a 10% tariff on crude oil, agricultural machinery, and large engine cars imported from the U.S. Both the 15% and 10% tariffs would go into effect Monday. The unilateral trade tariff increase by the U.S. seriously violates the rules of the World Trade Organization, said Chinese State Council Tariff Commission in a statement. It's not only unhelpful in solving its own problems, but also damages normal economic and trade cooperation between the U.S. and China. Now, some experts believe the limited reply of a 10% duty to President Trump's tariffs is an attempt by China's policymakers to engage the president in talks to avert an outright trade war between the two world's largest economies. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. We support our customers through quality feed, seed, fertilizer, and most of all, service. We know Bluff Country because we live here. At Bluff Country, we understand the importance of community and the relationships we build. Our commitment is to provide you with top quality products and the service you deserve. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy today with areas of light snow and freezing drizzle developing this afternoon and continuing into this evening. Our high 28 this afternoon. Tonight will drop down to 20. Tomorrow, sunshine, breezy, 26 with more snow, accumulating snow Friday night. And Saturday, get the bathroom you've always wanted for $99 a month interest-free at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 5 above.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside him in Lou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow, and her ponytail. Kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well, then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Now we're grown up and she's my wife. Still like two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Emmy Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago when we got started with just a little note. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? Then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. This is how love goes. Check yes or no. Check yes or no. Check yes or no.
Coffee, she makes his bed. She does the laundry, she keeps him fed. When she was 21, she wore her mother's lace. She said forever. She drives all day. When she was 29, she delivered number 3. And every Christmas card showed a perfect family. Everything runs right on time. Here's a practice. She's in the typing pool at minimum wage.